أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين. In ayah number 98 of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly alludes to the incident that inspired the naming of the surah by the name Yunus. Yunus alayhi salam was one of the anbiya and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this chapter of the Quran is named after him. Now, we have learned previously that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that it is the system of Allah that once punishment hits a people and a community, then whatever iman they express and whatever belief they confess to on that occasion, it holds no weight in the court of Allah at that point. And in the case of a believer, when he starts realizing that he is passing away and he is in the last stage of life, in the pangs of death, then his tawbah too is not answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that stage. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a community, the community of Yunus. And Allah says in the Quran that how is it, وَلَوْلَا فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةً, how is it that there isn't a single village, آمَنَتْ, that brought faith, meaning at that stage, at that last stage when punishment hit, they brought iman, فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا, and that its iman benefits it. Why is there not a single village, community who brought faith, but its iman was of no benefit to it? Because they decided to bring iman only once the punishment hit. Illa qawm Yunus. Allah says, except for the people and the nation, the community of Yunus alayhi salam. The incident of Yunus alayhi salam, and what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to over him? Yunus alayhi salam preached to his people for a lengthy period of time, and there was no one in the community who had accepted him, and no one who had embraced the faith. So Yunus alayhi salam continued fulfilling his mission of da'wah and inviting them to a point where he became frustrated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told Yunus that warn your community, warn them of a punishment that will strike them within a period of 3 days. So Yunus alayhi salam, he made this announcement, he warned the people that listen, divine punishment will strike now and you have 72 hours to make tawbah. So you have the opportunity. They did not believe him. And the night before the adab struck, Yunus alayhi salam, he left the town and the village and he moved away so that when the adab comes, he shall not be affected by the punishment of Allah. In the meantime, the community, a few of them, a few wise ones amongst them, they got together that night and they said, Yunus alayhi salam never spoke a lie amongst us, while living amongst us. And what if he is not lying on this occasion as well? Never did he speak a single lie in his entire life. Nevertheless, when the sun rose in the morning, from a distance they realized some dark clouds making their way towards their community and towards their village. When they saw this, they realized that this was indeed a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine punishment is about to strike the village. Immediately, all of them, the young and the old, the males and the females, every one of them, they went out into a clear open plain and a field, dressed in simple, tattered and torn clothes to express their humility, and they cried out to Allah and they made tawbah. Sincere, genuine tawbah. They repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their tawbah was accepted. Immediately their tawbah was accepted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this in more detail elsewhere in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the wind to blow those clouds in a different direction and to scatter the clouds about so that no punishment falls on them. They went out looking for Yunus alayhi salam. They could not find him. Yunus alayhi salam was in a nearby town on a coastal area, and he was waiting for the punishment to strike. He realized later on in the day that no punishment had arrived from Allah. Now he was in a predicament. He says, if I go back to my people, they will declare me a liar. And his community were very sensitive towards liars. If anyone was proven to be a liar, they would stone the person to death. So out of fear for his life, Yunus alayhi salam decided to board a ship and flee from that area. Now, this is where Yunus alayhi salam slipped up. He applied his own discretion. A Nabi is not allowed to migrate from his community except with the permission and the instruction of Allah. So this is where Yunus alayhi salam erred. He used his own discretion and he arrived at this conclusion that I should migrate and leave my people. And Allah explains elsewhere in the Quran that he was very much frustrated and infuriated and angered at his people, and this made him board a ship and leave that region. In the meantime, the people of Yunus, the entire community, had accepted Iman and believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yunus alayhi salam boarded this little boat or a ship, and they were traveling at sea. The story is quite famous that the ship was overcrowded, and they decided that somebody needs to disembark the ship in order to have the ship saved from sinking. So they decided that they will draw lots. Allah speaks of it in the Quran, فَسَاهَمَ. They put all their names into some type of utensil or container, whatever it is, and they started drawing lots. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ. Allah says, for the first time, when they drew out a name, it was the name of Yunus, alayhi salam. They knew Yunus as a good man, a righteous man. They said, okay, let's do it for a second time. When they drew for the second time, again it was the name of Yunus. For the third time, again the name of Yunus, alayhi salam. Yunus, alayhi salam, immediately understood that this is from Allah. So without awaiting for them to throw him overboard, he jumped into the ocean. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already instructed a large fish. Allah speaks of a large fish, a whale. Allah had already instructed a whale to lurk around that region and to move in that area where Yunus alayhi salam was expected to fall in the ocean. And as he fell, Allah instructed this huge fish and this creature of Allah to swallow up Yunus alayhi salam. And that is how he entered the belly of the fish. And Yunus alayhi salam, even in the Quran, Allah gives him the title Sahibul Hoot. وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. Sahib of the Hoot. What's a Hoot? A Hoot is a whale. A whale, a large fish. Allah says he's the Sahib of the whale, the companion of the whale. He is given that title, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. He remained there for 40 days, Allahu Akbar. Imagine remaining in the belly of a creature with all the acidy, content and whatever else is in that part of the body, remaining in there, digestion taking place and everything else. Yunus alayhi salam remained there for a period of 40 days. He was really in a state of great anxiety, and he was in a state of great difficulty, darkness, surrounded by darkness, and then the darkness of the ocean, not knowing. It's like you're alive in a grave. You're in your grave, but you are alive. So he was very much overcome with grief and anxiety and much suffering. And then he made a special dua. La ilaha illa ant subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. A very powerful dua. It's known as Al-Ayah Al-Karima. It's given the title Al-Ayah Al-Karima. You might hear many a times when somebody is going through some difficulty or some problem, people tell him, recite Al-Ayah Al-Karima abundantly. Make khatam of Al-Ayah Al-Karima. Very powerful formula Allah has given us. For anyone who's going through any depression or form of anxiety or difficulty in his life of any sort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed this for us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recommended it, has strongly recommended the recitation of this continuous repetition. La ilaha illa ant. O Allah, there is no ilaha but you. There is no one to turn to. Ilaha is what? Anyone who, any direction you turn to in an occasion of anxiety and worry, that is your ilaha. So there's no ilah but you. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanak. You are pure. Glory be to you. Subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I was from amongst the wrongdoers. We learn something from every Nabi, that whenever they suffered any weakness or any form of suffering, they attributed it to themselves. Never to Allah. Never to Allah. Oh Allah, why you put me in this situation? Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I have put my own self into this situation. Continuously making the dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructed this large fish to spew him out at a certain region. And then Yunus alayhi salam was informed of the tawbah of his people, and he returned to his community. Now we find here, some may argue, but doesn't this go against the system of Allah? Because we have learned that when punishment arrives and people realize that they are about to be punished, their iman will be of no benefit to them. And that's what Allah says here. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَ آمَنَتْ. Why has there never been a village that brought iman and its iman was of benefit? إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونَسْ. Except for the people of Yunus. Mufassirin explained, the principle or the rule and the law of Allah is once the punishment strikes, when it strikes and when it hits a people, then the tawbah is not accepted. Then the iman that they bring at that time is not accepted. But here, before it could strike, they saw the signs. They saw the signs. As they saw the signs arriving, they decided to make tawbah. So before the punishment could strike, they already made the tawbah. And that is why the iman proved to be beneficial. Allah says, لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. Allah says, when they brought iman, the people of Yunus alayhi salam, كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ, we removed from them and we diverted from them عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ, the punishment of humiliation in this worldly life. وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ, and then we allowed them to enjoy living in this world. إِلَىٰ حِينَ, for a certain period of time. May Allah grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.